Nachtin at the end of the parsha. It's interesting. You're all here with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hard to shift gears sometimes, right? Okay. Beginning of the parsha gets a lot of attention, of course. We all like to talk about the beginning of the parsha, Yaakov's dream, and the ladder, and the Avonim. So what doesn't always get noticed is the end of the parsha, when Yaakov and Laban part ways. But I was thinking, because we're learning about Eidus at all, a lot of references to Eidus at the end of the parsha. There's this gal, this pile of stones that are called Yigarsa Hadusa. So Hadusa means Eidus. And Yaakov calls it Gal Eid. Okay, so I was thinking about this topic because of our what we're learning. So a little bit about this story at the end of the parsha that's very hard to decipher. So finally, Lavan pursues Yaakov. He catches up with him, but he knows not to kill Yaakov because Hashem intervened and told him very sternly not to do anything bad. So now his decision was to at least have some kind of an alliance, a bris. So Va'ata lecha nichras avris ani va'ata, says Lavan. V'haya le'ed beini u'beinecha. Rashi learns V'haya le'ed. V'haya means Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Same oath used with Hashem. Shem Havaya. V'haya Hashem will be an aid. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Others say it means the bris itself. So what happens? Vayikach Yaakov oven, vayirimeha matzeva. So Yaakov, in response, takes a stone, here again a stone, sets it up as a matzeva, and then Yaakov tells, it says, le'echav, unclear who he means. Does it mean Lavan's relatives? Let's go that way. Liktu avonim, to gather stones, and then they make a pile, a gal. And they have a meal together, Yaakov and Lavan. So now they have a matzeva, and they have a gal. All right? So Yilavan gives it a name. Vayikra lo Lavan. What is he referring to? Unclear. Vayikra lo Lavan. Yigar sa adusa. A pile of edus. Yigar sa adusa. Yaakov kara lo gal eid. Yaakov calls it gal eid. What did he call gal eid? Eid is eid. Sadusa is edus. Interesting. And then what? Vayom Lavan. Hagal hazeh eid beini veincha hayom. This gal is an eid between you and I. How can Karashmo Gal Eid? The Hamitzpah Asher Omar, the Mitzpah Rashi says is a watchtower, some say it can mean the Matseva that Yaakov set up. Yitzef Hashem Beni Veinach, Hashem will be the one to look in the distance between us. We're going to separate. Who knows what you're going to do when I'm not with you. In Ta'anes Benosai, so here he spells out what he's concerned about. You can't take other wives. You have to give them what you're required to give them as wives. Here again he says, Elkim Eid Beni Beinecha, Lavan says. Then continues Lavan, V'yom Lavan L'Yaakov, Hinei HaGal HaZeh, V'hinei HaMatzeva. So there's two things, there's the Gal and there's the Matzeva, Asher Yarisi Beni Beinecha. Eid HaGal HaZeh, V'eidah HaMatzeva, Im Oni Lo Ever Elachas HaGal HaZeh, if I would not cross over this Gal, V'matol Usavei Reis HaGal HaZeh, V'samatzeva HaZos L'ra. So he's adding here, I will not cross the Gal, and you will not cross the Gal and the Matseva. The whole thing is very cryptic. You can understand here what's happening here. Then he continues, El Avram, Elohe Nochor, and then Yaakov swears the Fachad of Yitzchak. So I want to share with you Malvin. There's a lot of Pirushim you can cook around in other Mepharshim. Obvious questions the Malvin poses. What do you need? Both the Gal and the Matseva. Yaakov sets up the Matseva. He tells Bnei Lavan to set up the Gal. Yigarsa Hadusa is not exactly the equivalent of Gal Eid. Eid means Eid is Eid, and Sadusa is Eidus. So what's the difference? Then it says Hayom. Okay, so I'll tell you the bottom line, the upshot of the Malbim is as follows. The Krisus Bris, there are two things that had to be thought about. One is that there shouldn't be an obvious harm that one would do to the other, that one might want to do to the other, harm, physical harm. The other is something that they could be done quietly, concealed, that nobody would see. The physical harm could be something that could be done right now. One could harm the other. What could be done privately is down the road, and each one goes their own way. Now, to the extent that we want a krisus bris, that there shouldn't be any obvious harm that one party does to the other, so who are you going to bring here for edus? People. Edei bris. They see and they testify that there's an understanding that no one's going to harm anybody. Okay. As far as what's going to be done potentially privately later on, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be the aid for that. Corresponding to the edus of people who are here to testify, to affirm that there's an understanding, that an agreement, a pact, that nobody, a non-aggression pact, you could say, then you use a big simen like a matseva, a gal, I should say. A gal, that's the edim that testify that nobody is going to harm anybody. As far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the aid of what's going to be privately, that's the matseva. That's the matseva that has kedusha. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, what's the difference between aid and edus, says the Malbim? Aid means someone who's here right now as an aid. Aid. He's an aid. He is some functioning as an aid. That's where they are. As at the time that they're witnessing and testifying, that's aid. Edus is for standing for generations, for times to come. Edus. Edus Hashem Nemana. It's a testimony. It's right. It's recorded. It's documented. It's to stand Yamin Rabin. Aid is at the time that he's right now testifying and affirming. Okay, so with this introduction, says the Malbim as follows. What's Yaakov worried about? What's Lavan worried about? Yaakov is worried about Lavan not harming him right now. Lavan had intention to harm Yaakov after all. So Yaakov needs to feel secure and safe from Lavan right now. What's going to be later on, Yaakov has nothing to worry about. He's already on his way. He's not afraid Lavan's going to come pursuing him later on. So it's the present fear of Yaakov that Lavan could harm him. What's Lavan worried about? Lavan is worried about what's going to happen down the road, that Yaakov could do something, that he'll take other wives on top of Rachel and Leah, he won't give them the conjugal rights, whatever, Zimtanes benosai, Kachnashim benosai, that which Yaakov could do that Lavan would feel is not fair in terms of his treatment of Yaakov's wives, of Lavan's daughters. That's for down the road. So therefore, each one had to make a commitment to what the other one needed that commitment to be. So Yaakov, therefore, had to take a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the aid. So he took a matseva. He's saying a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the aid, that I will abide by what I'm agreeing, that will be down the road. I will not do anything privately that would abrogate my commitment to you. That's where Yaakov takes a matseva. What did Lavan take, so to speak? Yaakov tells Lavan, to his friends, to his relatives, make a pile. Lavan is doing that for the people who are there to testify that Lavan says, I'm not harming you, Yaakov, right now. Vayikro lo Lavan yigarso hadusa. Lavan is referring to what Yaakov did. Yaakov said at Matseva, that is an edus, yigarso hadusa. That's the testimony, that's the sign for down the road. That's what Lavan is referring to, what Yaakov set up for the edus. The Yaakov karalo gal eid, Yaakov is referring to the gal, which is what the people here are affirming, that Lavan is agreeing not to harm Yaakov right now. Yaakov refers to that which was set up by Lavan and his friends, gal eid. But then the Malbim says, Lavan says, I'm afraid of something else. I'm not just afraid of what you're going to do down the road. I'm also afraid of you not harming me right now. You think that you're just afraid of me? Right now, I'm afraid of you as well. So Lavan says, I have something to add here. Hinei hagal hazeh v'nei matseva. We have the gal, we have the matseva. Eid hagal hazeh ve'edo hamatseva. Im oni lo ever elecha sagal hazeh. What am I committing? I'm not going to harm you right now. That's the gal. But you have to commit to two things. The mata lo savor elecha sagal hazeh ve'es hamatseva hazos livra. Not only am I concerned about what you might do down the road, that's what the matseva is about, what you do in private, but I also want to make sure that you don't harm me here and now. Therefore, matah lo savor es hagal ve'es hamatseva. So Lavan Kedarko always wants to change the terms, so he wants to add another layer to the understanding, and therefore he says, As far as I'm concerned, I'm only promising not to harm you now, but I want you to promise not just not to do the wrong thing down the road with my daughters, I want you also to promise not to harm me right now. Then the Malkin continues with whatever with Lavan's adding Elohei Nachor, and Yaakov refusing to adhere to that and saying the Fachad of the Yitzchak. Anyway, there's Eid and there's Eidus, and there's Yaakov and there's Lavan and there's Chumash to learn. Every part of the parasha has something to tell us, not just the part that we always focus on and give our attention to, but even the small psukim at the end as well. Okay, have a good Shabbos.